You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This is the parasha that we discuss. Really, this is the one parasha that belongs to Yitzchak Avinu. One parasha which is really dedicated to Yitzchak. Next parasha, we're already getting into the story of Yaakov and Esav. Obviously, till now we spoke about Avraham Avinu. And when we spoke about Yitzchak Avinu in the parasha, what is the main focus? The main focus in this parasha is how Yitzchak is finding a wife. Yitzchak Avinu is going to find Rivka. Not even Yitzchak, we see Eliezer going. Very long part of the parasha talking about Eliezer's finding the wife to Avraham Avinu. And the shaila is, why are we so focused on, you know, we have one parasha to speak about Yitzchak. Is the focus, right focus to be on the, to focus on the marriage. That's what we have focused on. What's that? There's such a big focus on that. Mentioned in previous years, the way the parasha starts is Va'yavoi Avram Lizpa the Sar Lizpa the Sar Lizpa. He comes Avram Avinu to mourn, to cry, to give a eulogy to Sar Yemen. Rabbi Bechai already asked on the spot, so I don't understand, where is Yitzchak? Sar Yemen is Niftar. She has one child. One beloved boy, one beloved son, that she is, she's trying to, you know, that she had him at the age of 90, and this son doesn't come to the Levi of his mother. We don't make no mention of Avraham Avinu is discussing with Bnei Ches, the preacher's Maris Machpela, he bears the Sarah. What's going on with Yitzchak? Where is Yitzchak going here? Yitzchak disappears. Where is he? So Rabbi Bechai says that Yitzchak Avinu stayed in Har Moriah. Yitzchak Avinu was not there because he stayed in Har Moriah after that Akedah. After that Akedah, Yitzchak we spoke about last week, Yitzchak Avinu had to stay there. He spoke about a little bit that he went up to become Tchias HaMesim. Yitzchak Avinu belongs up there to Shemayim, Seder. So now he comes in down, he has to stay there in the Mokom HaKadosh. And what comes the connection of Shemayim V'Aretz, as we spoke about last week. But if so, why does it come down? When does Yitzchak do come down? So we have Yitzchak comes when Rivka appears. As Rabbi Bechai himself says, Yitzchak Avinu is coming to down from the mountain after 3 years when Rivka Imenu is coming. Yitzchak doesn't belong to this world, has to stay up at Shemayim. He can't even come to the Levi of his mother. So why does he have to come down to marry Rivka? Why does he allow to come down to marry Rivka? And if he's allowed to come down to marry Rivka, why doesn't he go to the Levi of his mother? What's shat over here? What's the idea? So we find a fascinating thing. Let's start with the following. The Megala Amukas tells us that every shleimus of a father has to do when he reached the level of Ramach, 248. That then you know the father is complete. Avraham Avinu, when did he reach 248? So we have it's brought down Parshas Lech Lecha. Then Avraham Avinu, Rashi says, Avraham Avinu did the Bris Milah. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Till your name is Avram, without a hey. And I'm going to give the name Avram with a hey. Why? Because Avram with the hey, says Rashi, is the numeric value of 248. And when you do Bris Milah, you're going to fix your 2 ears, fix your 2 eyes, you fix your aver. You're going to fix 5 limbs, and then you're going to turn from 243 to 248. So Avraham Avinu's completion is once he gets to 248. Everything else was already complete. It was missing 5. So Rashi says, missing 5 limbs. When Yaakov Avinu, he reaches his completion when he gets to the age of 64, because 64 plus the numeric value of Yaakov is 248. And we'll get, Beis Hashem, we'll get back to that when we get to speak about Yaakov. But where does Yitzchak get this completion? What's the Shleimus of Yitzchak? So the Megala Amuko is the Shleimus of Yitzchak. The completion of Yitzchak is when Yitzchak is 40 years old and he married Rivka. What is the numeric value of Yitzchak? Yod Tzadik, that's 100. Kuf and then is another 100, that's 200. Plus the Chet, that's 208. So Yitzchak is the numeric value of Reish Ches. When he turns 40, so you add 40 to Reish Ches, it becomes Ra Mach. Yitzchak Avinu Shleimus is when he marries. And Reb Tzadik says it as well in many, many places, that the Shleimus of Yitzchak is specifically when he marries. What shot? Why Yitzchak is his shleimus, his completion, is once he marries Rivka. So let's focus here in two different ways that come to the same thing. Number one is we have that it's brought down the three of us, each one of them fixes one of the things that other Marishan ruined. Adam Rishon was supposed to be the complete man. He was Adam Rishon. But he was Choyte. So who are the ones that are correcting and fixing, rectifying everyone? You know? It's brought down the Gimel Avos or the Tikkun of Adam Rishon, each one in his own way. Adam Rishon had a few things, a few blemishes that happened to him because of the Chet. Number one is he has Misa. He dies. He doesn't live forever. It's not perfect. The number two is Chavo Niskalkal. Chavo gets Kilkul. She has all the issues the woman have, starting with Nido and having birth, and all the issues with Nido with the woman is because of Chayda Marisha Niskalkal. The third thing is the Zohamo, is the dirt, the impurity that it's brought down, the Nachash brought when he went to Chav. If you want to look at different ways, each one is the problem that other Rishon has, Bifnei Atzmo, on his own, which that is what, the fact that he dies. The issue the Yitzchok has, the issue that Avraham Avinu has, the other Rishon has, with his spouse, with what goes on, his extension, Chavo. And then the third issue that the other Rishon has is what he gives to his children. The Gemara tells us, all have Zohama, they're all this impurity in them. The only ones are getting out of the impurity who? Am Yisrael, when they went in front of Sinai, so then the impurity went away. So all the Toladus, all the generations that are coming out after the other Rishon have that impurity that the other Rishon caused. So you have three things over here. You have an issue on his own, Bifnei Atzmo. You have an issue on his extension, his wife, his spouse. And then you have the issue, which what he gives to his tolos. It's brought down that the Shloshes Avos is going to fix these three things. Avraham Avinu is fixing the guf, the body. So Avraham Avinu is considered to be the perfection of the body. We mentioned the last 2 weeks that Avraham Avinu, who gave the name to Avraham Avinu, is Terach. He takes what Terach gave him, this physical, materialistic world, and he elevates that. He makes as Rashi says, he fixes the Ramach Ivar. Last week he spoke about that what happened in the Akedah was the connection between Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the fixing of Olam Hazeh, and Yitzchak Avinu is the fixing of Olam Haba. That was that connection. Avraham Avinu is taking this world and perfecting it. That's what he does. He makes this world a better place. Avraham Avinu is fixing the world. This world is our bodies, our physical existence. That's what Avraham Avinu is focused on. So Avraham Avinu is fixing the Nisa, the issue that other Marishan, even though we'll get to, Yaakov Avinu is the one who's Loi Meis, right? So obviously the effect, as the Tzadik says, just right now, the Tzadik says one is fine. Very important to remember, I heard it from Rabbi Yonason David, from Shiva Pachad Yitzchok. He had once a small chabur of chevrim brachim by Rabbi Yosef David. So one rule he told us that inside the Hamash today is almost the words of the tzaddik. It says you have to remember whenever we speak about the midos of the others. We say Abraham is this mido, Yitzchak is this mido, Yaakov is that mido. It doesn't mean that each one of them was lacking one of these midos. Chas v'shalom. Each one of them was as perfect as can be. Avraham Avinu had all the midos that Yitzchak had, and Yitzchak had everything Yaakov had, and they all had everything. But each one of them, his avodah's main message, main work, was to focus on one thing. We spoke about that all the avos are the merkava. They're the chariot that carries the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Each one of them represents one thing that they need to come and resemble. And that's their main message and avodah for us. Connect over here the Nefesh HaChayim that tells us that we have two Mishnahs in Seches Avos. One Mishnah that says that there's 10 generations from Noach ad Avram. Then it says there's 10 generations, then it's Shainos, it's Naso, Avram, Avinu. So Nefesh HaChayim says, Ruach HaChayim, why did it say the word Avinu when he's speaking about the Nishainos of Avram? When you speak about the generations, you don't mention the word Avinu. So then Moshe Chaim says, he says, you know what Avinu means? A father gives to his children the ability to overcome challenges. That's what they do. That's what a father gives his kids. Noach ad Avram is not Avinu. It's just, we're saying the history. There's 10 generations. But I'm talking about the 10 nisyonos, the 10 challenges that Avinu went through. That is called Avinu. Because any challenge he went through, we have it in our bones that we can go through. That's why sometimes I take the first thing he said, the Torah speaks about, everyone has to leave his country to go to Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes you see, look around, you see a Jew getting up, leaving everything he has, going to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rechaim, who gave him that power? Who gave him that the kriches and nefesh to go out and do such a thing? Avraham Avinu. That's called Avinu. So an Av, a father of Avinu, is somebody who gives on to the next generations whatever he acquired. So you mainly, what do you have? Each Av gives on one midah. They all have the midas. Each one has one midah. So Avraham Avinu is fixing the goof of the other Rishon. Avraham Avinu should ruin the goof, cause it to have misa. The one who fixes the goof is Avraham Avinu. Obviously, Yaakov Avinu has a midah. He goes even more. Loi Meis, he comes, he's already a fruition of all the things that Avos gave before him. But Avraham Avinu is fixing the goof. Yaakov Avinu, what is he fixing? Yaakov Avinu clearly is fixing the mishpacha, the children. Yaakov Avinu is the one who has mitos shleimo. He has the perfect generations. He has all his kids are good at tzaddikim. That's what he's disturbed by. That's what was bothering Yaakov Avinu. Hopefully, we get to there. Oh, you're so bothered the fact that Yosef, he thought that Yosef died. He felt he doesn't have the perfection of shlemus he happened to get from his family would not be complete. He won't be able to fulfill his duty, his obligation. That's what Yaakov Avinu is
working. You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yitzchak's avodah is the avodah on the spouse, on the wife, on the shlemus of each creation. That's the avodah of Yitzchak Avinu. Adam HaRishon was poigem. One of the issues that Adam HaRishon brought to the world was the fact that Chava, meaning the woman, the side of the woman of the Adam. You know, that Ish V'Isha, as Adam HaRishon create, Gemara concludes, that they're created, a man and a woman are connected together, they're one body. Two and Adam, how exactly they were one body. But they're one. So the woman is part of the Adam. That's the extension of the Adam. It's divided and have to come to connect together. He ruined for Chava. When the others are coming and fixing it, the avoida of Yitzchak Avinu is the avoida of the spouse, the Isha. So we find, look, if you look into it, you'll see, Avraham Avinu, when exactly did he marry Sarah? The Torah doesn't tell us anything. The Torah just, it comes as a given. Avraham Avinu starts with Sarah. And the Pasha's Noach says, Avraham Avinu married Sarah, you have a different name, you have Yisko, he leaves with her. That's what happened to Avraham Avinu. So the Avraham Avinu is, there's no story, there's no description of Avraham Avinu marrying Sarah, dealing with Sarah. Avraham Avinu is ready with Sarah. They go together. Yaakov, you know, there is a description, obviously, a very long one, of how he builds up how does he build up the bais of Yaakov with his four wives, to Imois, to Shvachos. But if you realize the focus there is not Avraham Yaakov, you know, so much with the wives. Meaning, we know Yaakov, you know, Torah tells us, and the next year's Pasha, Yitzchak Avinu tells Yaakov, you're going to go to the house of Lavan, and you'll find there your wife. Yitzchak Avinu told me, Rachel, it was also Leah, combine him. He knows exactly where he's going to. There's no debate, there's no discussion. That's where he is. So Yimele says, that's where Yaakov Avinu is going. There's no debate, there's no discussion, there's no build-up for how he's going to have a wife. Yitzchak, on the other hand, the whole Pasha is dealing with his finding a wife. Because each one is focused on his midah, on what he needs to fix. That's what he's focused on. So Avraham Avinu, his avodah is the avodah seguf, his body. He needs to go, he needs to challenge himself. He needs to go from one place to another place. He's going to meet Shrine. And then he has to deal with the suffering in one place to another. Eventually he gets to Brismillah, he does a Brismillah to himself. He's perfecting his body. Yaakov Avinu is perfecting Beis Yisrael. That's what he's really is busy with. He's going out there and he's marrying four wives, and then the challenge is where does he have the children from? And Rachel Imenu has the Taina, that's why he has the Shivcha. And the question is, because Leah came before Rachel, that's why she has the Ikar, she's the mother of the children. Here the focus is on the children. Yaakov Avinu focuses on the opinion of Beis Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu is on the wife. That's what Yitzchak Avinu avoid is. That's what he's coming to correct by the Rishon. So that's what the Megala Mukha says. Each one has own perfection. Yaakov Avinu will get to it. It has to do with the children. With the Kvasim, we'll get to that. Avraham Avinu's Shleimus is when his body becomes Shalom. It doesn't be Yitzchak Avinu's Shleimus, when does Yitzchak Avinu come to his Ramach? When he marries Rivka. That's when he perfects himself. Because that's the Avodah of Yitzchak. We can add to that a little bit more. Just add what we mentioned last week. Yitzchak Avinu mitzad atzmoi on his own, he's not even in this world. Right? Yitzchak Avinu in the Akedah brought down, or Father told my father, when Avraham Avinu takes the ram, takes the ayah, and shechts it, that's Yitzchak Avinu going to Mizbech. That's the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu, Chazal tell us. The ashes of Mizbech, which ashes? Yitzchak Avinu didn't die. The ram replaced Yitzchak. That's why it's Ephra Shal Yitzchak, Tzavo, Ramunez, Lefana, Gedam, Mizbech. The ashes of Yitzchak right in front of me. Because Yitzchak Avinu is not here. Yitzchak Avinu is, he already basically perfected himself in a very young age. Right away, he's Oilu Tmimo. He goes up, he's there. He's already Oilu Mahabadik person. So if he's Oilu Mahabadik person, so what is he doing in this world? He goes up to Oilu Mahabadik at the age of 37. But Yitzchak Avinu is going to be living till 180. He's the longest living Av. Lives till the age of 180 years old. So what is he doing in this world? Yitzchak Avinu is going to get married. That's his avodah. Obviously, the marriage brings Yaakov and Yaakov and all his avodah struggle going from there. But the avodah of Yitzchak right now is his tikkun of the extension. You mentioned wife. Basically, you have your three stages. Tikkun of guf, tikkun the extension of the guf, tikkun of the hemshech, of the zera, of the mishpacha. Avraham Avinu is the tikkun of the guf. Yitzchak Avinu is the tikkun of the extension of the person. And Yaakov Avinu is the tikkun of the mishpacha, of the children. So you may say, that's the focus of Yitzchak Avinu. That's why Yitzchak Avinu is a voida. What's the voida of Yitzchak Avinu? When is he mastering himself? When did he get the perfection he has to get to in this world? When he marries Rivka. Megala Mukis tells us. When he marries Rivka, he gets that perfection. That's what Tzadik we mentioned. That says in a few places, Yitzchak Avinu is marrying Rivka, that's his perfection. That's the Tzuras Adam, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, prince without a wife, is not a shalem, doesn't have simcha. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who gets that perfection, the perfection which is extension of himself. Not only the perfection of the guf, but the perfection that a person has, his extension, he is a complete, because the Because Yitzchak Avinu needs to be complete. So he completed himself as Zayat Vimo, needs to continue. There's one more point into that, a very important one. And that is that each one of the others represents one of the Midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The famous Mahalach is Avraham Avinu represents Midas of Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu represents Midas of Din, judgment. And Yaakov Avinu represents the Rachamim, the Torah, which is in the middle. Avraham Avinu represents Chesed, we spoke about it a little bit. Chesed Avraham Avinu is the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Chesed and we have someone who receives it. Yitzchak Avinu represents the Midas of Din of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The judgment of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Judgment of Kadosh Baruch Hu is not something that exists in the world. As the Rashi in the beginning of Chumash tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with the middle judgment. The world can exist that way. After it come and join with it something else. The Midas Adin on its own is not good enough. Not only is that good enough, it destroys the world. Judgment on its own doesn't work. Yitzchak Avinu is representing the judgment of the world. Judgment on its own doesn't work. So Yitzchak needs the balance of Rivka. Because if Yitzchak is the din, you need to have the counterbalance, like any din in the world. If each one of the officers is representing a midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the same way the midah of din of Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist on its own. Rosh Ein Oil Mechalis Kayim, if you do din alone, the world is destroyed. You need to have a counterbalance to meet the Sadin. Yitzchak Avinu also needs a counterbalance to balance it out. That's Rivka. That was bad done. The opposite, every one of the others has a wife which balances it. But Yitzchak Avinu, what balances the meet the Sadin of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rivka, who is the one who's going to the other side. That's Chad. We'll see next week's parsha. That by Yitzchak, it's black and white, so to speak. Esav comes and asks a question. He says, do meister on salt. So he says, he's a tzaddik. Rivka is the one who knows, yeah, it's not black and white. It's not just strict yes or no. You can have someone who's trying to fool you, Yitzchak. Esav is the one who doesn't, you know, he's really a Rasha. She can take Yaakov, and who's a tzaddik, and make him lie and pretend to be somebody else. That's this world. This world is not a right and left. Midas Adin is either yes or no. Person is Zakar Yechayev. It's binary. But when we get to this world is not so strict. It's a combination. So therefore, Yitzchak Avinu representing Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu, he needs more than anybody else. He needs the counterbalance of Rivka. That's why Yitzchak Avinu's Shleimus, his Avodas Shleimus, is the one to marry Rivka. So he immediately comes out like this. Go back to Rabbeinu B'chai and begin the Pasha. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, where was Yitzchak when Sarah Imeinu is buried? Says he's in the mountain. He's up there on Moriah. Why? He can't go down. He belongs there in a very spiritual place. When does he come down? Only when Rivka comes. So, meaning his avoid is to marry Rivka. But more than that, on his own, he doesn't belong here. He's the Midas Adin, doesn't belong in the world. He needs the counterbalance in order to be here. That's the Avodah. It's even who can't come to the Levaya of his mother, because when he's on his own, before he got married, after he was Oyla Tumimo, he belongs up there. He doesn't belong to this world. What makes him into this world, what this Midas Adin connects with here, it's only once he has Rivka. So only when Rivka comes, that's when he leaves Hai Maria to come down to this world. That's what we have. And he mailed this whole Asik and this Parsha. Really, the focal point of this parsha is the marriage of Yitzchak Avinu. Because every time you focus on what's the main avoid. So Avraham Avinu is focusing on his aguf, and Yaakov Avinu is focusing on the Shvatim, the whole issue of the Shvatim, building the Shvatim, the fights of the Shvatim, creating Mitzrayim, everything, it's all I have to do with his kids. Yitzchak Avinu, the main, what he's busy with, is what the Torah is busy, obviously, what the Torah is busy in dealing with Yitzchak, is the marriage of Yitzchak. That's what that one, the one parasha thinks about Yitzchak, what we're speaking about, how to find the shidduch of Yitzchak. Who do you find? Eliezer says, when he comes to me, then nobody comes to you. Right? That's the main focus. And the truth is that the Ovos HaKadoshim, that's really the mahalach, the stages that a person goes through his life. person starts by building his shleimus aguf. First of all, physically, then he has to build the basis of his spirituality after he goes on for his whole life. That's stage number one, focal point. And stage number two is when you focused on shidduchim, focus on extension. That's a whole asik. That's a parish of the answer, a parish of chayesara on its own for each person. Obviously, that also goes on for the whole life. That's the parish. And then comes the stage when a person is busy with building a mishpacha. That's the mahalach of Rom Yitzchak Yaakov. And Yitzchak Shleimus is the marriage to Rivka, the counterbalance of what he does, what he's trying to achieve, is that extension of what he is. And each one is its own thing. So when Avraham Avinu is himself, Yaakov Avinu is the children, like the next generation. Yitzchak is the extension of oneself. It's going out, to spreading out. There's also, well, this will end, on Yitzchak Avinu, we have a whole list of Yitzchak with the Beirus. He goes on to do the wells. He does one well, he has a fight with Amalek, another well, then finally gets the right well. What are we focusing on so much here? Yitzchak Avinu is extending oneself out of himself. That's his avodah. The main focus upon it is marriage. The Gemara equates marriage and parnasa, goes together. That's both an extension of oneself. That's what Yitzchak Avinu's midah is giving us, the perfection of one extending himself out of himself. And that avodah obviously starts when a person gets married, but continues on throughout his whole life. When a person needs to be considerate, needs to be focused, how he extends upon himself, make himself a greater person for bringing more to him.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.